Chapter 1. Jesus starts his ministry. When Jesus first appeared at the Jordan River from Galilee, John told everyone, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one I have told you about, the one coming after me, but in fact was ahead of me. He has always been ahead of me." Jesus wanted John to baptize him. John objected. "I'm the one who needs to be baptized, not you," he said. Jesus replied, "Do it. God's work, putting things right all these centuries, is coming together right now in this baptism." So, John baptized him. The moment Jesus came up out of the baptismal waters, the skies opened up and he saw God's Spirit. He looked like a dove, descending and landing on him, and along with the Spirit, a loud voice from above. "This is my Son, chosen and marked by my love, the delight of my life." It is very interesting that Jesus received the Holy Spirit just as we do when we are saved. It is my guess that God is happy and pleased to see each of us accept his Son as their Lord and Savior. After all, that is the reason for Jesus even making an appearance as a human on earth, so that we can be forgiven for our sins. Shortly after this, Jesus went into the wilderness, led there by the Holy Spirit. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and just like us was tempted by the devil. Since Jesus was very hungry from fasting, the devil took advantage of this and said, "Since you are God's Son, speak the word that will turn these stones into loaves of bread." Jesus responded by quoting Deuteronomy, "It takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth." For the next test, the devil took him to the holy city. He set him on top of the temple and said, "Since you are God's Son, jump." The devil prodded him more by quoting Psalm 91. "He has placed you in the care of angels. They will catch you so that you won't so much as stub your toe on a stone."